Good morning. Made it to Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday, listening to the Berkshire County DA Democratic primary debate, the Democratic candidates, Paul Cacciavello, Andrea Harrington, and Judith Knight. Your thoughts this morning on how the debate went and how the candidates did?
Well, David, I thought it was a great debate. I thought everybody did extremely well. I have to say, the thing that really ticks me off is misbehavior on the part of some of the people who come with a candidate who think that they're doing good, but who really hurt their candidate's chances. Some of the Knight people who were there really got me angry because Ian had laid out the groundwork, save your applause, do it in the beginning and do it in the end. But there were a few of them, and there were just a few, who really were outside the poll. I know they think they're doing the right thing, but they sure did not do that yesterday. In any case, I thought that the debate went well. I think Paul Cacciavello, the district attorney now, presented his case extremely well, extremely knowledgeably. I thought Andrea Harrington was, as usual, focused and very articulate and made the case for a different kind of justice. And I thought Judith Knight was fine, too.
About the primaries, Florida Democrats chose Andrew Gillum, who would be the state's first black governor. Republicans nominated President Trump's pick, Ron DeSantis. Your thoughts on how the primaries have been going so far?
Well, again, we are seeing people being nominated who are from outside the old boy spectrum. We saw that in Florida, where we had an upset. We had, again, the progressive wing of the party really activated, a lot of young people coming out, minorities and others, and a lot of people voted. And they really do have an energized Democratic Party. Now, we know that in many elections, including the presidential election, half the people don't vote. So when you begin to see signs that the people who traditionally have stayed out because they think that the party has nothing for them vote, either on the Republican side or the Democratic side, you see a very healthy, energized electorate. And in the case of Florida, I think that's exactly what we saw.
President Trump has told evangelical leaders that Democrats will quickly and violently enact change if Republicans lose control of Congress. An audio recording has revealed this, that from the New York Times this morning, Alan. But evangelicals have stuck by Trump despite his behavior.
Yeah, you know, I always get nervous when I see, David, that somebody has leaked something, because sometimes the leakers are the people who want the publicity. Look, Trump talks to evangelicals. As you say, they have stood by Trump, but it's a very rarefied audience. That message, which sounded extraordinarily fascistic to me. Violence, violence, he said over and over again. That's what's going to happen. And he talked about this Antifa group, which is obviously a very small part of the electorate, but they are not a violent group. They are persuasive. They have been reacting to a president. But we've seen this in the past, David. We saw it on the marches, the civil rights marches. You know, small groups of people quite frequently try to hijack a movement. It hasn't worked in the past. I don't think it's going to work here. Trump, however, is doing something that we have seen in the 1930s early. He is injecting the concept of violence into this. And he's saying, they're going to be violent. But the message I'm getting is, we're going to be violent.
The president went after Facebook, Twitter, and Google yesterday, saying they're treading on very, very troubled territory and they have to be careful. Alan, he said in a tweet that Google search engine had, quote, rigged news stories, search results to show mostly bad stories about him and other conservatives. He even has his economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, saying that the White House is looking into whether Google suppressed positive articles about the president, all coming ahead of congressional hearings next week, in which executives from many of the country's largest internet companies will be questioned.
David, I watched Kudlow's response when he said, we're looking into it. It didn't sound passionate. It's almost as if he was saying, don't bother me. We'll look into it. This is part of the Trump appeal to the base. They're after me. They're all after me. Poor me. And I don't believe it. I simply don't believe it. Look, Trump has done many very bad things. And sure enough, you can find out about it on one of the social media sites. That doesn't mean that he hasn't done bad things. He has. And his defense is always up there. There are many people who think he's getting way too much publicity from everybody, including CNN and MSNBC and all of that.